in formal discussions with the Jiang Zhiqin in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, January 2015. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Nina, Ann, Tam Bac, Ha, Lan, Tai, Hang, Robert, Sarah, and other friends.
It seemed to him that when he tried to answer the questions of Yamaka, it's very hard to be aware that it's about the realities now. So he'd like to have your advice about what is the proper way to approach or study the Yamaka.
Can anyone understand each word of the teachings? No one can. So it depends on one's ability and accumulation, how much one can understand what one has heard.
Because in the Yamaka, there's a lot of mentioning of Vanyati concepts. For example, there is a question, the Kanda, Rupa Kanda arises in which plane? Something like that. So when talking of the planes, they are talking about Panyati. And he find it difficult because Panyati are not Paramattha Dhamma and cannot be known like directly.
But what is meant by plane?
Normally we think about a place where certain kinds of beings are living, but maybe in the sense that you are teaching, we can understand it differently.
Yes, but since citta, cetasikas, realities arise in different worlds, so that is meant by plane.
Citta's arising in the karma body realm. Realm, so two meanings of realm, or plane.
Is there any idea of a place? For example, when you talk about a house or a place like it, a room, so is there any meaning about plane in that way?
There are two kinds of truth, Sammuti Satcha and Paramattha Satcha. But with Paramattha Satcha, there would be no Sammuti Satcha.
When studying the Yamaka, he comes across a lot of concepts in that way, so he doesn't feel as encouraged or enthusiastic about studying it like in like studying other books, because in other books they talk more about Paramattha Dhammas.
But there must be both the understanding of Sammuti Satcha and Paramattha Satcha, because without Paramattha Satcha, there is no Sammuti Satcha. But if there is no Sammuti Satcha, how can one understand the difference? The most important thing is not just understanding the word, but the meaning and the truth and the reality of that word too.